And now this is a dictation for Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Haas, December 1537, addressed as a letter to Dr. Auxilio, A-U-S-I-E-L-L-O, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Auxilio, follow up for Mr. Haas with advanced renal failure. Per patient request, we did a phone visit as he is very hard of hearing and needed to have assistance with some FRED, F-R-E-D. They have done the pre-dialysis class, recently treated for what sounds like colitis, received antibiotics that already completed, did not require hospital admission, symptoms apparently improving. There has been some weight loss, but appetite is recovering. Right now, no vomiting, dysphagia, no major abdominal pain, fever. Right now, no diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. He does complain of decreased urinary flow and incontinence, which is chronic. Presently, no gross edema. He's walking short distances without chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Minimal dyspnea, no pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, nor orthopnea PND. Has chronic back pain. Next paragraph, medication list review, anticoagulation with Eliquis, only blood pressure, Norvasc, takes Flomax for enlargement of the prostate. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 105.79 left, 107.66 right. Way down 138 from previously 145. I can hear the patient on the distance, able to speak in full sentences, but he is very hard of hearing. I don't see any evidence of expressive aphasia dysarthria. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from March, a couple of weeks ago. Creatinine is at 3.34, progressive over time, representing a GFR of 17, stage 4. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal, excuse me, low albumin, corrected calcium, normal, phosphorus, normal. Anemia 10.2 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Next number, obstructed uropathy with prior bladder obstruction, enlargement of the prostate. Has relatively small kidney on the right comparing to the left. On the most recent ultrasound from November 2023, persisting abnormalities on the left kidney obstruction. He does not recall seeing a urologist in the recent past, although many years back apparently no procedures were done. He has no symptoms of hematuria, infection. There is no evidence of sepsis or stones. We are going to do a nuclear medicine scan to assess how much kidney function comes from the left side, which is obstructed comparing to the right. If there is minimal function, no intervention should be done. Also, age is a major factor. Next number, anemia. We will do EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, as long as iron levels are stable. Next number, present acid base is stable. Next number, present potassium is stable. Next number, no indication for phosphorus binders. Next paragraph, comments. We have a long discussion about the meaning of advanced renal failure. Patient's son, Fred, has already attended dialysis classes and discussed with the father. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms or severe valine overload. They understand the different options from no dialysis, in-center dialysis to home peritoneal dialysis. Now the patient is choosing hemo as a trial. Depending on quality of life, he might stop it altogether. He understands that he needs an AV fistula, and they are choosing to go through Grand Rapids surgery. They understand that the fistula will take 2-3 months plus minus to mature. We are trying to avoid hemodialysis catheters. They understand that given his age, his lifespan is potentially short. People on dialysis die from cardiovascular, cerebrovascular abnormalities, an infection if there is a dialysis catheter, not of dialysis itself. Yes, he can stop dialysis at any point if he does not provide quality of life. He will continue monthly blood tests to adjust above chemistries as indicated. We would like to see him back in 8 weeks. End of dictation.